The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, and I would love for you guys to call in. I'd love to hear your opinion on this. One of my listeners, Lisa, writes, and this is in regards to the transgender bathroom debate. Lisa writes, I was raped in a public restroom when I was 16. I'm 33 now and have a daughter. I'm infuriated by this debate on transgender bathroom laws, she writes. Girls were raped in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina in the girls' bathroom in the stadium. Why aren't we discussing security in bathrooms? She writes, this is where the money needs to be spent. How am I wrong when I do not want my daughter alone in a bathroom with a man? So I guess we haven't really discussed this in a while. Donald Trump was in the news today saying that transgender people should be allowed to use whatever bathroom they feel most comfortable with. You know, very interesting coming from Donald Trump, who has been so anti-PC. And all of a sudden, now he's becoming very politically correct on this issue, and understandable. He had told a town hall-style event hosted by NBC's Today Show in Manhattan that when people go to the restroom, they should use the bathroom they feel is appropriate. And I think everybody could kind of understand and agree with that statement as that is. But then, you know, as with any issue, you don't see the other side. And here we have Lisa, where she writes, quote, how am I wrong when I do not want my daughter alone in a bathroom with a man? I guess Donald Trump had been responding to a question about a bill that North Carolina's governor signed into law last month that bans individuals in the state from using public bathrooms that don't correspond to their biological sex, the sex that was listed on their birth certificate. Since then, there's been a backlash from businesses and celebrities opposed to the state law. Transgender issues now have kind of pitted. You got social conservatives against business interests, and it's been now back and forth. And so, you know, I thought that, you know, maybe what we could do then is, all right, well, we have a bathroom for boys that want to be in just by themselves. We have a bathroom for girls that want to be in just by themselves. And then we have the family-style restrooms, which are becoming more and more popular. And I love using the family restroom. You know, there's a family restroom or for boys or girls, and it's always free. It's always open. I go in there. And I love using that one, okay? And I'm not trying to make a political stand one way or the other. It's just that I don't have to stand in line, right? I could even bring, when the kids were younger, I brought the kids in there with me so we could all go to the bathroom. I could change any diapers I had to, and it was great. I loved having that bathroom and walking in there, you know, nobody gave you kind of looks or anything like that. So I thought, all right, then that's what we have. But, you know, Donald Trump said to that question, I guess, I think he was talking about how expensive that would be. He said, you know, there's a big move to create new bathrooms. Problem with that is for transgender, that would be, first of all, I think that would be discriminatory in a certain way. It would be unbelievably expensive for businesses and for the country. Leave it the way it is. So I guess Donald Trump is saying, you know, walk into any bathroom you want to that you feel comfortable with. And I mean, I gotta tell you, I mean, I've gone into men's rooms, and thank you guys for letting me pee in the men's room. I really, really appreciate you guys allowing me to do that. And so, you know, I mean, if it's an emergency, go where you're going. But we really do have to dissect and understand the logistics of these things. As much as everybody wants to be politically correct and say, look, guys, you know, bathroom freedom for all, use whatever bathroom you wish. How do we handle a grade school, right? You know, a grade in middle school, where you have an eighth grade boy on one side of the campus talking to the principal, and he has to go to the bathroom into the kindergarten girls' bathrooms. what does the school do when the parents complain? Remember when we were talking about a lawsuit where a transgender child was offered to use the staff bathroom? And the staff bathroom is always nice. There's always hairspray and tampons. And staff bathroom was always really fancy, and it never stunk. And there was never wet toilet paper that would have been thrown up to the ceiling falling down on you when you're peeing. Yeah, I loved the staff bathroom when I got to use it. But there was a lawsuit saying that it was discriminatory because the child was transgender. And he should have been able to go into the girls' bathroom when he wanted to. Yet, how does the school not get sued from all the parents of these little girls that don't want a anatomical male in the bathroom? You know, I mean, we need to have the logistics in place. And lawsuits, unfortunately, drive economic changes. And so businesses, as I see it, will probably have to have three bathroom choices. It is extremely expensive. I don't know. I was going to say there's a new law where breastfeeding moms need to have a place to breastfeed, but it can't be a bathroom. It has to be, I guess, an actual office space. It has to be an area in the office. So I don't know what the answer is to that. But I have to admit, Lisa brings up a good point. When are we going to talk about security in bathrooms? I always learned growing up that the bathroom could be a very, very scary place. And this is where, unfortunately, a lot of crimes, a lot of murders happen, a lot of rapes happen. And so, I'd like to know how we are going to address that. Now, one way we could kill two birds with one stone is where all bathrooms have security. This way the company doesn't have to pay for a whole third bathroom. They could just pay for security in the bathrooms. But there's a lot of bathrooms on a school. I mean, that could be very, very costly. So I don't know where this transgender bathroom debate is going to go. It's a very, very heated debate, and it's it's got to be uncomfortable for people who identify as a different sex, where they don't want to be in one bathroom and they feel like they could be bullied or they don't feel safe at all. But I how I see it is we're probably going to have to do the three bathroom area and figure out how we have at least some sort of security in very high risk areas for certain bathrooms, because there are rapes that happen in bathrooms all the time, and I don't know how to fix that. That is frightening. 1-877, that has nothing to do with transgender. It absolutely has nothing to do with transgender, but unfortunately, these are things that we need to address. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello. I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. I want to apologize. We just got some breaking news. Prince has died. Prince, the 80s icon and current headliner, and just a phenomenal icon in music, has died and passed away at the age of 57. Apparently Prince's body was discovered at his Paisley Park compound in Minnesota early Thursday morning today. His full name is Prince Rogers Nelson. He had had, from what we understand, a medical emergency on April 15th that forced his private jet to make an emergency landing in Illinois, but he appeared at a concert the next day to assure his fans he was okay. He told TMZ he had been battling the flu. Unfortunately, prior to his most recent appearance, he had to cancel two shows prior to that for health concerns. Many of us know him from his Grammy wins and from his 1999, his Purple Rain album and movie, and just so many things that he has done. And his performance and his voice and his stage presence had been one of a kind. He also performed at the 2007 Super Bowl, selling 100 million records during his career, and the Academy Award for Best Original Song Score for Purple Rain back in 1985. He had been married two times, first time to his backup dancer, Mady Garcia, and then Manuela Testolini. They split in 2006. It isn't being reported by TMZ. It appears to have been confirmed where his body has been found in his home. We'll have to give you information as we find more about it, but so sad, and our prayers are with his family in this very difficult time, and I apologize for being a little choked up. I mean, you know, I can't think of how many times I sit here as I'm doing my show or I'm prepping my show, and you hear that somebody dies. And so then you're like, oh, my gosh, Betty White or Chum Lee. And then all of a sudden you do the research, because I always have to research this before I would ever, you know, convey it to you all. And I've been caught a couple times where it was a hoax. And we do not think this is a hoax. And it, you know, when you I don't understand why there's idiots out there. And I know I'm kind of directing my anger towards somebody that's not related to the situation. But I get really mad at people that do these hoaxes, because, you know, here somebody passes and the first thing people say is, nah, it's a hoax. Somebody is being an idiot and nobody believes it, you know, and you unfortunately it really doesn't do the person justice who passes. So, hit me hard. Sorry, guys. We'll keep you guys posted as we find out more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And happier news, Her Majesty the Queen turns 90 years old. Queen Elizabeth is now 90. I apologize, and now I'm having, sorry, we're getting updates right now. People are trying to tell me the prince has passed. We know, I know. Thank you. Thank you guys for your texts. All right. The queen has turned 90, Queen of England. She is a spry one. I got to tell you, for being 90 years old, she's wearing her hat. She's in a kind of a spring grass green wool, and she is accompanied by the Duke of Edinburgh, and she seems to be very, very happy, and wow, yeah, amazing. All right, we're living longer. We are definitely living longer. Oh, what a, wow. All right, let's move forward. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got some bad news. When it comes to eating hot dogs and drinking alcohol and being a little bit overweight, we're being told that alcohol, processed meat, and being overweight has been strongly linked to stomach cancer. According to the World Cancer Research Fund, all right, this is a groundbreaking new study where they found an increased risk of stomach cancer if you drank three or more alcoholic drinks a day, which is about 45 grams of alcohol. But get this. Eating the equivalent of 50 grams per day of processed meat, which is maybe two servings of bacon, was also linked to stomach cancer. Then, if your BMI was 5 points higher than it should be, that could put you at risk for stomach cancer. So this is not good at all the way around. But get this, if you eat citrus fruits, it may reduce the risk. Now, stomach cancer is the fifth most common cancer in the world. There's 952,000 new cases diagnosed in 2012. We see stomach cancer by the thousands every year. 80% of people, unfortunately, don't get diagnosed until their cancer has already started to spread. Doctors generally think you're doing well if you're still alive a couple years after being diagnosed and been advanced stomach cancer, according to Cancer Research UK. Men are twice as likely as women to develop stomach cancer, and it is obviously more common in older adults. Now, there was another report that came out from the World Health Organization last year that classified processed meat as carcinogenic and classified it next to arsenic and asbestos. So the problem is how many of us eat a hot dog a day? I mean, I don't eat hot dogs that often, but when you look at your processed meat, okay, there's a lot of processed meat you guys are taking in that you may not realize. Okay, I mean, let's say you go and you get an egg McMuffin. All right, and egg McMuffins are yummy, mind you. Okay, so let's say you have an egg McMuffin in the morning, and then for lunch you make yourself a sandwich, maybe a corned beef on rye, and then for dinner you eat out. Okay, that could be three servings of processed meat. That's not good. In this new report, WCRF scientists said there was a strong evidence that drinking around three or more alcoholic drinks per day also increased the risk of stomach cancer. They pointed to strong evidence consuming foods preserved in salting, pickled vegetables, dried fish, that also increased the risk. There's also strong evidence with the salting, curing, smoked meat. How many of you guys eat beef jerky? I love salami. I love pastrami. I had a pastrami and Swiss sandwich the other day with a little bit of corned beef. Yum. I know it wasn't kosher. I know I'm so bad. But yum. So processed meat, we already know, has been linked to bowel cancer. Being overweight, that's unfortunately linked to 10 different cancers as well. Barbecue, if you barbecue meat and barbecue fish, that also has been linked to stomach cancer. So I don't know. Maybe we just have to just eat vegetables. I don't know what it is. Gosh, there was an article talking about the amount of alcohol that we drink and how just a little bit was enough to also cause this risk. I mean, three beers, I could understand. That's kind of a lot of alcohol. They say here, three or more alcoholic drinks per day. So a standard drink would be considered 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of distilled spirit. So a shot. So let's say after work, you guys decide to go and hit happy hour, and you have a couple shots. Or you go home, you open up a bottle of wine, and you polish a half a bottle because you and your spouse want to share, you know, the wine, and you don't want to throw anything out. Well, then you're already at risk. So a lot of us are unfortunately falling upon this BMI. They say every 5-unit increase in body mass index, which is your ratio of weight to height, causes a 23% increased risk of cancer in the upper stomach. So 1 million new stomach cases are recorded each year around the world. It's 7% of all new cases of cancer. 5-year survival rate is 25% to 28%, largely because it's found late. The average age of diagnosis many times in the U.S. is 72, but I have seen it younger. So what do you need to do? Well, okay, if you have abdominal pain, you've got to get that checked out. And not because we think it's stomach cancer or esophageal cancer or pancreatic cancer. It's because things are not supposed to hurt. You know, why do things hurt? It is your body's mechanism to tell you something is going on. Okay, that's why things hurt. So here you are, you're, you know, just going about your day, and then all of a sudden you get distracted because there's pain. That's your body's way of saying something's wrong, get it out. Okay, and your body can heal itself, but it doesn't know how to handle cancer. So it gives you warning signs. Unfortunately, by the time cancer is one shrewd little puppy. So by the time cancer gets big enough to institute a warning sign, it already knows how to spread. So you have to be very, very aggressive, and you have to be very proactive. So you start to feel pain, you got to get that checked out. How would they screen for a stomach cancer? If you're having stomach pain, they'll do a CAT scan on you, or they'll do an upper endoscopy where they put a scope down, and then they'll take a biopsy of the stomach. They'll check you for H. pylori, which is a bacteria that has been a culprit in stomach cancers. If you have any family history of gastrointestinal disease, get yourself checked. If you don't know because you're adopted, assume you do. Go to the doctor and say, look, I do not know my family history, so let's just assume there's a family history of stomach and bowel cancer. What do I do now? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you guys for your posts. I want to definitely get to other news, but many of you are commenting on my Facebook right now about how we reported that Prince has died. 80s icon, pop icon, and artist that spanned multiple decades has passed away, was found in his home at the age of 57. Some of you are telling me it was the flu. It was reported that he had the flu. I believe he was even hospitalized for possible flu. People can die of the flu, absolutely, but you also wonder if maybe it was never the flu to begin with. I've had many people say that they think they have flu-like symptoms, and by the time I evaluate them and we find out what's really going on, it's heart or it's something else. You also don't know, and we won't know, if there could have been any medications involved or any other substances involved. And we may not know, and it may not be revealed to us. And he is due his privacy. But days earlier, he was hospitalized with the flu, which is why he had an emergency plane landing in Illinois. This is being reported by TMZ. And as we get more information, I do appreciate you guys Facebooking and texting and calling in. I do appreciate it. As we get in more information, we'll share it. Just, you know, with Michael Jackson dying, and you know, when you start to see people that your childhood. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, so that's when I was in middle school and high school, and so it's a. When you see your icons and you know, every time I hear a Prince song or a Michael Jackson song, it takes me right back to my past. And some of us like thinking about their past, some of us don't. But overall, I mean, I loved the 80s. I really did love the 80s. And when you start to see people die from you know, pieces of your history and your childhood, it really takes a piece out of you. It really does. So we'll keep you guys posted. We have some news. Harriet Tubman has been chosen to don the face of the $20 bill. There's been a lot of debate now about this. We knew that Andrew Jackson was going to be replaced. And many people liked Andrew Jackson being on the cover of the $20 bill, the front side of it. Andrew Jackson had, I guess, started the Democratic Party. He was the founder of the Democratic Party. And so many people felt that Andrew Jackson should still be on the $20 bill. Personally, I like the choice of Harriet Tubman. What I don't understand is, why aren't we bringing a new type of bill into circulation? I got to tell you, the bill that I think we should have, keep the 20 the way it is, keep the 10 the way it is, keep the 5 the way it is, but I could sure use a 99-cent bill or a 49-cent bill. Because I got to tell you, every time I'm being told it's 99 cents, no tax, $1.99, $5.99, I like have all these pennies. And I think any 99-cent bill or $5.99 or whatever, that could probably be very, very popular. Because all of us always have to break a 20. We always have to break. Imagine paying something that, you know, so I would have liked to see them, you know, bring on a new form of currency. So you didn't have this debate of taking Andrew Jackson off. Andrew Jackson, I guess, is going to be on the back of the $20 bill. And Harriet Tubman is now going to be in the front. I don't think this is really going to take place until 2020. It's going to take a while. It takes a long time. But in an open letter posted by Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, said the Bureau of Engraving and Printing is hard at work creating new looks for the $20 bill, the $10 bill, and the $5 notes. These are going to be unveiled in 2020. So it's going to be 5 years remaking some very small pieces of the, and obviously because, you know, otherwise counterfeiters get wind of things. And so they have to do things very slowly and methodically. I would say do it pretty quickly before a counterfeiter could figure out how to do it. But apparently they use that as an excuse as to working very, very slow and taking a lot of breaks. All right. Tubman's $20, the $10 bill gets a makeover too. Hamilton, the bill the government suggested remaking that with a woman in the first place, but that plan apparently did not go over well. And so Hamilton will remain on the face of the, that's right, because there was a hit musical Hamilton, people did not want to remove Hamilton from the $10 bill. And the $5 bill is going to change. It's going to honor historic events that occurred at the Lincoln Memorial in service or democracy, such as Martin Luther King Jr., Marian Anderson, Eleanor Roosevelt will appear on the bill. So there's going to be new bills unveiled in 2020 to mark the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage, and I guess that's when we'll see them. So I mean, it's pretty cool, I understand it and I get it. You know, it's always hard when you take somebody off to replace them. So I understand there is going to be debate. I do like the choice of Harriet Tubman. I think that was, very well done. And, when you think more about it, there are so many other people that, should be on currency as well. I don't know what they're gonna do. You know, I mean, there's a lot of statements people want to make. And if you need any other, you know, forms of currency, I would please suggest something that ends in 99 cents or 49 cents, because I really don't know what to do with all the pennies I have. And it'd be easy just to, you know, yeah, give them something that has even change. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Soccer ball hit to the stomach saved a South Carolina teen's life after doctors diagnosed him with a rare cancer while they were treating him for the sports injury. Wesley Peterson, 17 years old, was at soccer practice in March, and he was hit in the abdomen. After the incident, he noticed he was bleeding in his urine. And CT scan revealed a mass in his kidney that turned out to be a Wilms tumor. This is a kidney cancer in children. Most Wilms tumors will only affect one kidney, and unfortunately they will grow before they get noticed. Unless he had gotten hit in the abdomen, nobody would have checked his urine, and nobody would have seen that he had blood in the urine. So 4 days after his diagnosis, surgeons went in, removed his right kidney and the tumor. He started radiation and chemotherapy, and right now, from what we understand, he's done good. He is going to undergo 21 weeks total of chemotherapy, and then I guess have a final radiation treatment on Monday. So he's doing well, and this isn't the first time where somebody gets hurt, and lo and behold, we find something insidious. You know, there was a kid that had come into the office years ago who had fallen off a trampoline, and his tummy was still hurting the next day. And, you know, so I'm looking at this kid, and the mom keeps saying, yeah, I fell off a trampoline. I go, I'd like to get a CAT scan. She's like, no, the kid fell off a trampoline. Just give him a note for school. And I'm like, can you just stop saying trampoline? And I'm looking at a kid who is holding his stomach, and he's more tender in the right lower quadrant. I told him to jump for me, and he said it hurts when he jumps. And I'm like, I think your kid has appendicitis. She's like, no, he fell off a trampoline yesterday. And I go, you know what, maybe his flying off trampoline was God's way of, you know, bringing him in to the doctor. We ordered a CAT scan, and he didn't have a fever. He didn't have a white count, even ate that day. CAT scan showed he had a huge appendiceal cyst that was going to rupture. This kid had appendicitis, and if he hadn't fallen off the trampoline, we wouldn't have diagnosed it. So it's very interesting how, you know, I'm teaching this to the medical students, and I've talked to you guys about this also. You're supposed to take a history, and you're not supposed to start going off on tangents. You're supposed to listen to what the patient says with the history. But sometimes a history of a stomach ball to the stomach, a good medical provider will stop and go, well, wait a second. What if this trauma isn't causing everything and there's something secondary going on? And that's what you need to move forward on, and that's what you need to look at. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, taking an aspirin a day could increase survival of cancer and decrease spread by 20%. This is one of the biggest cases of the, demonstrating this in this study. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go right to the phone lines. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, ready to offer my opinion. You said you really wanted someone's opinion. You wanted
I would love
call
it.
No,
please.
I'm sitting around just rotting away in my old age, and I've got all the time in the world. Well, who knows how long that's going to be, but so I have an opinion. And you're right, it's sad about friends. You know, I think it reminds us old folks' mortality, because relatively speaking, he was a young guy compared to the folks like me. But
only 57. Wow. Yep.
Yeah. I do have to say, though, you know, as I sit around in poor health, I don't think there's anything worse. I mean, I honestly think I would have preferred to have gone quickly, even if it was some pain, if it was brief and quick. You know, there's nothing worse, in my opinion, and I guess you have to experience it, to sit around in poor health and really have such a poor quality of life, you know. And when folks tell younger people, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything, they're absolutely right about that. And you really don't take it to heart until you're in that position. But it's true. It's true.
No, you're right. You know, I talk about my father a lot on the show because, you know, he was a stubborn, very, very stubborn guy. And he didn't want to, you know, take any, you know, cholesterol medication. And I go, well, look, you know, it's to prevent a heart attack. And, you know, he told me, and he was Israeli. And, you know, his upbringing being German and Austrian before that was, well, I don't understand. A heart attack is fast. I don't want to get cancer. So why would I try and prevent a heart attack if that's going to be a quicker way to go? I definitely don't want to die of cancer. And lo and behold, he one day wakes up, starts talking to my mom, drops dead in front of her of a heart attack. And while the family was all upset and we were all grieving, well, you know, the rabbi, when he was doing the, you know, when he was performing the funeral and the eulogy, he's like, look, guys, you know, we can't choose how we enter this world. And we definitely can't choose the way we leave, although some people try. And, you know, my dad, he left the way he wanted to leave, quick and painless. And to me, it's still too quick because he was only 62, really young. But, you know, how I find peace with that is he didn't have to suffer with COPD. He didn't have to suffer with cancer. And so maybe it was a blessing. I don't know.
Well, you know, honestly speaking, Doc, think about it. And we used to joke about this because some of the officers were smokers. And we were asked about that sometimes, especially the side partner who was breathing in secondhand smoke. And someone brought up one time, and I wholly agree with this, that, you know, we get about maybe 35, 40 really healthy years, if we're lucky, for the most part. And then we get about 20 lousy ones, and then you're dead. I mean, I don't know too many people that really want to live past 70. I mean, really, what are you going to do, and what kind of health are you going to be in? It may be different if you were in good health and you were still vital like you were in your 30s, but I don't know if this is medically the average, but it seemed like, and maybe it was a job, but after 35, it was all downhill.
Well, but then again, I mean, take a look. We got the queen, you know, in the olden days, yeah, but I mean, look at this. So we got the Queen of England running around in her 90s. You got Betty White running around in her 90s. You had Antonin Scalia, you know, in his mid to late 70s, unfortunately, before he died. But we are living longer. You got Harrison Ford. He's running around. He's going to be in the next, you know, Indiana Jones movie, and he's well into his 70s. So I think we are living longer. But I was thinking, it's funny, Tom, you brought that up, because yesterday, you know, my hips are really, really hurting me. And I'm like, I'm in my 40s, and if I need a knee replacement and I need a hip replacement, what am I going to be looking like in my 60s? I mean, how bionic am I going to be? And it is. It's a little frightening. How old are you, Tom?
Oh, I'm older than you, Doc. Qualify something for me, though.
No. How old are you? Nah. How old are you?
I'm working on 60.
Oh, come on, see? You made it sound like you were, so come on, that means you're 59. Please, you're still young. Leave me alone.
Well, actually, I'm about a year and a half, 2 years younger than that.
Okay, so you're, why are you doing that? You're already calling yourself old, but, you know, look, we all do that. I mean, before I turned 30, I was complaining I was turning 30, and I was only 26. Stop that. You're in your 50s. I mean, what, you're George Clooney's age.
Let me tell you what you have in store for you, and I think this is pretty accurate because friends of mine and relatives say that I'm absolutely right about this. It seems that time starts to take leaps and bounds exponentially as you reach into your 40s and to your 50s, and it just gets worse. It just seems like, literally, like the Bible says, in the blink of an eye, you're gone. And I see it, you know. I see and feel such a quick progression. I remember my grandmother saying, you know, I used to think that, you know, my youth and the good times, they'd last forever. She said, but really cherish those times because, she said, and I'm experiencing it now, unfortunately, she said, you're going to find, if you're anything like me and my friends were, that you wake up one day and you wonder, where did the years go? It used to be that a year took forever.
Exactly.
And then she said, like, half a decade took nothing. And then she said it was a decade gone in an instant. And she said, now I'm on my deathbed, as she was. And she told me, you know, really cherish your youth and your health while you have it, because you'll find that one day it'll go so quickly, both your youth and your health, that you'll wonder what in the world happened. It'll just blindside you. And
no,
I'm
you're so right.
That now.
No, you're yeah. so right. And remind my listeners what you're suffering with.
Well, I had a blood-borne pathogen exposure on the job. Luckily, it was, if you can put luck in that in the same sentence, it was towards the end of my career, so I was able to retire. And I did enjoy, you know, into my early 40s, good health and career. And unfortunately, I was treated with megadoses of antiviral drugs and other chemoprophylactic therapy that they stopped using, and that lasted for 9 months and tapered off with just the antiviral capsules to 12 months and constant blood tests throughout that time. And it killed whatever was in my system. However, it also, and now what the doctors are saying, that it did damage to the mitochondrial DNA, like a Xerox copier, when your DNA I guess reproduces body tissues and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's not producing them as efficiently as it was before. Like in your mouth, if you cut your mouth, you'll find, and you know this, Doc, it heals much quicker because the turnover rate, is it the epithelial turnover rate? Am I using my term out?
Yep.
Yeah, it turns over much more quickly than if you cut your arm, say, for instance. It'd be nice if you guys would figure out how to tweak the genes so we could have that same kind of quick healing for everything, you know?
I know.
But,
I know.
They're dragging the heels, aren't they?
It is. I mean, you know, you see what they're studying, you're like, guys, you know, we're aging here. We need new knees, new hips. We need better skin. We need elasticity. Well, Tom, I know we're coming up on the end. Always a pleasure to hear from you. And thank you for, you know, sharing your thoughts, but you're not old. Okay. You got a lot of life left. So I want you to enjoy every minute of it. Okay. And if you don't think you're enjoying, find something that you do enjoy and do it. By the way, you probably shouldn't waste time listening to my show. There may be more enjoyable things
show.
Out there.
I love your show. By the way, the University of New Mexico is working. They found a cheap cure for the Zika virus. Look it up. You can probably get more information than I can.
Okay.
It's lemongrass oil and yeast, and everybody should be interested in that.
Oh, wow. Wow, absolutely. And everybody's interested in grass, so my guess is it may be a hit. All right, Tom, thank you again for calling. God bless you. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, guys, keep the calls coming, keep the questions coming. We're here for you. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.